This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Special guest this morning. Very rare that she makes an appearance on the show. It's Miss Isla Hassan.
Hi.
Star of The First Grade. Or something like that. Hey, I heard you and your dad were out at the park the other day, and the boys were just following you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was happening.
Well, it's not too surprising, is it? You know.
What's that mean, Sarah?
Yeah, she's a little cutie. She's going to drive all the boys crazy.
Oh, man.
All the kids. So were you like, hey, let's go back? What do you mean we're leaving?
No, my dad wanted to leave because everybody was just following us.
Yeah. Mm. And you got to be careful these days, yeah. Right? You know, there's yeah. no...
And we weren't wearing masks, but we bring masks, and they weren't wearing masks.
They weren't wearing masks. Maybe they did bring them, too, and then if you got... Well, I guess, why stick around to find out, right? You don't want to get any infections from those rotten skater boys.
We don't.
No, we don't want anything like that. So what else is going on in your life? How's school going?
It's going good. I like how I get to get math all day. Math is my favorite part.
Math's your favorite part, huh?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's 4 plus 3?
We're not.
Just do it on your fingers, girlfriend.
Do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you're in first grade. You know, you can't be expected to do
We're
addition
do
or
that
anything
later yeah. in the school year.
Tell me what you're learning. Like, just how to count up
I'm
to
learning,
whatever.
Like math. Writing, reading, all kinds of things.
Mm. You can pretty much read, can't you? Obviously.
Yeah,
you can pretty much read.
For
a while, you've been reading your dad's papers.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, I assume you have to practice that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any jokes for us today? You got anything funny going on?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we got a laugh track ready to go for you, girl.
I don't really have any jokes.
All right, great. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get to the news then, shall we?
All right. All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Wait, you got to read the thing now.
No, I'm not going to read it.
Oh, all right.
You're not going to read the thing?
Well,
that's what I know.
That's
you were there for.
I don't want to read it.
But you're
you
such
just
a great
be a
reader.
Guest.
You
right, should, she's
okay,
just a guest.
You just want to say hi. Well, hi, Isla. Good to see you.
Bye, Isla. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You look pretty today. I really thought she was going to do
it. Sorry, honey. You have peanut butter all over your mic now.
Oh, boy. At one point, so we were sitting watching what's happening at Vinny's house in the break, and like first the two girls are sort of wiggling around in his chair, and then the whole family, like Christine is, I'm like, you guys, it's gonna be a whole party.
It was a whole takeover, but unfortunately we were riding high. I don't know if it was a cereal, you know, I don't know what was going
the
on,
sugar
but
high.
They were all happy and stoked, and then it too many songs played or something.
Yep, that's
too much waiting.
Dreams bummed him out.
The patience was lost. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, I need to do a couple things.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They give extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices. For starters, today is Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans.
Thanks,
and I already reported a bunch of places where you can go get some free food. a thank you meal, I guess, is what you'd call that.
Yeah.
We put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you didn't hear that or haven't been able to find it, that's where you can, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Go get your free stuff. Why not?
I already reported, and I'll just, it bears mentioning again, that it does appear the Bay Area is sliding backwards in terms of COVID cases. We're spiking again. So that's just the way that's going to go. Depending on where you're at, you're going to see some places closing or be more restrictive in terms of what you're able to do. I know the restaurants were starting to serve people indoors in San Francisco, and it looks like that's going to go away. A new study found that going into the office instead of working from home might almost double your risk of catching coronavirus. So for those of us who've been lucky enough to work from home, I'll just say I'll speak for myself. Thank you to Entercom for helping us do this from home, because
they made it seamless, just about seamless.
Yeah, I'd be super bummed if I was sick right now.
Uh-huh.
Super bummed. So there's that. Oh, and I didn't get to mention, because I got, well, because some three girls came in and took over my office for a minute here. The weather is really nice outside right now, but we're headed towards what appears to be a mix of clouds and possible rain. So depending on where you're at, you'll see things. Like I can currently see beautiful sunny skies.
Yeah, I am clouded over. There's a little blue way out there, but the weather's changed. That's it.
The dating app Plenty of Fish put out its annual list of dating trends they expect to see more of next year. Most of them are kind of stupid, and you know, I don't think anyone's actually using them. But I thought a few were funny. Fauciing is declining a date because you don't think that person's taking this stuff seriously enough.
I'm going to Fauci you.
Yeah,
Fauciing you.
Apocalypsing is treating every relationship like it's your last and getting way too serious too quick.
Oh,
that's been an ongoing problem since probably the beginning of dating.
Well,
depending on who you
decide.
Are, you've probably experienced this. I've certainly seen it a couple times where someone has decided you are their husband.
Yes.
And you just go,
I'm nobody's husband. Oh, wait, one girl did get you.
Right.
After
well,
10
I'm talking about as a young
years.
Man. I mean, I had my priorities were very set, and that wasn't one of
right.
them.
Yep. Hooman. Hooman's a big, what's it called again? Apocalypser?
Apocalypsing.
Oh, he apocalypses a lot of. He does that.
Sanitizing is when you go into your Facebook or Instagram and wipe out an entire relationship's history. So you've been posting, you've been dating, you're with this person, and now you just sanitize your page and wipe them off your... I like this one.
Well.
It's absolutely true.
Okay.
Waldoing. This is when someone posts group pictures on their Facebook page and you don't know which person they are.
Oh.
Waldoing.
So you got to look for...
You hope there's a hint there on who the hell which person is the person. Whether that's someone who hit you up, or I don't know why you'd be stalking their page like that, but I do know I've looked at a page and gone, I don't know which person that is.
Well, right. I see a page with someone that I follow, and I'm like, I can't tell who one person in that is.
This sounds like it comes from New England. They call it Bradying.
Oh, really?
This one's a dig on Tom Brady for changing teams.
For
it's when you end a long-term relationship, even though everyone says it's a mistake.
Mm. And then you immediately pick up with some new person.
Who's better? Who's got a better...
It doesn't seem all that much better.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's a lot
got
better.
Got his ass handed to him on Sunday night. Hard. Hey, Tom, here's your ass. Love, Drew Brees.
Jeez.
I was happy to see it.
I'm sure you were. You're a mean lady. Anyway, looks like although that we have all probably eaten more than our share of desserts through the summer and into the fall, a new survey asked people what desserts are most tempting during the holiday season, and pumpkin pie is number one.
Oh, it is so tempting. Mm-mm-mm.
Apple pie, sugar cookies, cinnamon rolls, and cherry pie round out your top five desserts for this holiday season, even though most of us should probably lay off.
Probably, but, you know.
Oh, so good.
There's so little to live for.
Oh, Gretchy. Come on.
So good.
According to a new survey, most young people are, quote, terrified of going bald. Terrified.
Oh.
At least 51% of men under 34 and 55% of women under 34 say going bald terrifies them. It doesn't say if girls are terrified of it happening to themselves or being the unlucky contestant who picks a boyfriend who starts to go bald while you're together. I don't know what they're terrified of.
Well, I guess that girls, because it happens more seldom to
women. It has to be about the person they've chosen.
It's got
to
be. But I will say, if you start to lose hair as a woman, you will start to freak out about it because I think it's worse when a woman goes bald.
Pregnancy can cause that and did in my family. And the amount of hair that flew out of her head was kind of frightening, actually.
Yeah.
And it came out in weird patches, and it's all back now, and you know, double or triple,
right?
Back, but yeah, that was a trip to see.
They say it grows hard while you're pregnant, and then as soon as you have the baby, all that hair just washes away.
It seems as people age, they get a little more comfortable with the reality of it happening, but. And I can understand that. If you're a young person, you know, you hear people who go bald at 25 or something. Didn't you say Tucker did?
No, Tucker has his hair, but his brother did. My one son is, what is he, 21? It's happening.
Oh.
Mm. Well, it runs in families. You know, but my brother has a full head of hair, so I don't know. This one kid, though. Whew, poor kid.
Does he have a skin patch?
No, he doesn't, but it's thinning out hard, and he was on some drug or other to keep it, you know, one of those things you take orally to keep it in, to keep it from jumping off and to grow some back.
Right. You know. Is it working, or?
I think he went off of it because it was making him feel really fatigued or some side effect or whatever. I don't know. I'm like, who cares? But kids care, you know, people care.
Well.
Standing outside it, it's easy to say, who cares? It's not happening to you, you know?
He did, you know what, as a kid, I always shaved my head. I never thought anything of that. I liked summers when you just shave your head and then you didn't have to think about hair and you'd go surfing in and out of the water all day and it was fine. So to me, it didn't mean anything, but I do know that people freak out. And
well,
I can see if you're 21, that's like mine started going when I was 30. And
right.
I, at that point, I just said, get out. I don't need you.
Who needs you? Get out of here.
Better off without you. But yes, apparently it's terrifying. So your young son is probably among them who's super bummed out.
He's really bummed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves when I talk about it, too. Why did I mention that? I don't know. Just trying to join in the story, you know.
Well, and you did. Yeah. This one, I don't know about this one. It says, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's socially acceptable. And there's a list of, these are one of those Reddit topics where people start writing in about things that you do that, yes, you can, but probably you shouldn't. The first thing I thought of, forget about what they've written here. The first thing I thought of is that person who stands on a street corner and every car that pulls up to that street corner thinks they're about to start walking. So they stop and wait. And then that person, because they're looking into the street, and standing on a street corner, everyone stop waiting. And that person says, oh, no, no, go ahead, go. Well, listen, at that point, you're a lunatic if you stay there knowing that you're torturing every driver that pulls up. And yet, for some reason, that must be the way they get attention for the day. I don't know what that's about.
I don't either. I definitely, you know, if I've stopped, then I turn and I'm not going to cross. I turn around and make it obvious that I'm not trying to cross.
Yeah, you step back from the corner's edge.
You don't angle toward and then stop right at the end. And, you know, you have to make your intentions known. Telegraph your intentions.
They say these are some of the crazy things that are legal. Getting in an elevator but not turning around to face the doors. So you're facing everyone and everyone's like,
That's not how we do it.
Right.
Don't worry, everyone's looking at their phone. They won't even notice these days.
Right, right. Staring at someone with direct eye contact but not saying anything. How often does that happen to you? Come on.
It happens.
Does it?
Yeah, sometimes. I remember this one incident in a restaurant where I looked over like my husband's shoulder at a table a couple down from me, and this guy's staring right at me and just like staring and staring. And I'm sort of like, F you, staring back. And then
why didn't you imagine like, that person really liked
no,
you?
No, he just had this like look on his face. Like he's staring at, I'm like, what is he staring at? So I let him stare for a minute and I go like that, like what, you know, threw my hands up without saying anything. And then he kind of like, I mean, he clearly wasn't staring at me. He was just staring off into space. And it just, my eyeballs fell in exactly that space because he was startled and like, oh, geez, you know. So maybe people should just let people ab out and not, you know. Not be
I
so
don't
judgmental.
Know. I mean, it's, you sound like one of those hardcore East Coast chicks with
but
your.
Why is
what?
He staring at me?
What are you looking
He's
at?
Looking right at me.
What? You want some of me?
I didn't yell that. I just went. And then he was all startled like I brought him back.
What?
Jesus.
Take you outside. You want to go outside?
Yeah, I want to go outside. I'll meet you there. After you, sir. Lock the door. Go out the back.
I got to get out of here.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm out of time, but I will read all of your texts on the other side of these messages on Alice at 973.
Alice at 973's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.